House Republicans expressed skepticism over Governor Walker's plan to expand Medicaid in a hearing this morning. The subcommittee hearing of the House Health and Social Services Committee was the first chance for lawmakers to publicly question Health Commissioner Valerie Davidson on the subject. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Medicaid expansion is a complicated topic, and Davidson and lawmakers dug into the details, like reimbursement rates in Alaska and efforts to combat Medicaid fraud. An hour and a half into the hearing, Subcommittee Chair Dan Sadler, a Republican from Eagle River, was ready to ask a bigger picture question.
Given the federal government's debt load that is also projected to increase tremendously over future decades, Commissioner, does it give you any pause for accepting a commitment from the federal government to have a very high rate of reimbursement forever and ever, amen? Does it cause you any concern or cause you to question the wisdom of expanding Medicaid?
The federal government would cover Medicaid expansion at 100% until the end of next year. Then that match gradually decreases to 90% in 2020. The money would pay for health coverage for mostly childless adults who are near or below the federal poverty level. Commissioner Davidson said they are mostly the working poor. And she told Representative Sadler she didn't have a problem accepting federal funds to give them access to health care. She pointed out federal highway funds have a similarly generous match rate.
We can build roads, we can build all kinds of opportunities, but if we don't have Alaskans who are healthy enough to be able to participate in that economy, then we have done ourselves a disservice. And so I am comfortable moving forward with expansion, just as I am comfortable driving on roads that have the potholes replaced at those corresponding matches.
Several other Republican lawmakers on the subcommittee were focused on the opposite argument, that the federal government would pull back on its promise to provide at least 90% of funding for Medicaid expansion. They wanted assurances that Davidson would drop Medicaid expansion if the federal match ever fell below 90%. When Davidson told lawmakers that was the plan, Representative Lance Pruitt, a Republican from Anchorage, said ending expansion was unrealistic.
We'll have to have a discussion about, are we also willing to take up that additional 90-some million potentially after 2020 and have an honest discussion? Because I don't think we're ever going to introduce something and ever strip it away. Whether we make a legislation, whether we make law, whether we make regulation, it doesn't matter. You're not going to take away health care from Alaskans once we offer it to a bunch of them.
Representative Bryce Edgman, a Democrat from Dillingham, was frustrated the hearing didn't focus more on the benefits of expansion, how it could reduce the state's high rate of substance abuse and help poor Alaskans access preventative medicine. Edgman doesn't think it makes sense to spend so much time focused on whether the federal match rate will remain.
The issues about what happens if the federal government pulls out and can't hold their end of the bargain. I say this sort of tongue-in-cheeks, we have bigger issues in Alaska to worry about, given the fact that a third of our spending in the state is dependent on federal spending.
The budget Governor Walker sent to lawmakers includes a line approving the receipt of federal Medicaid funds. Representative Mark Newman, a Republican from Big Lake, asked the administration to submit a separate bill on Medicaid expansion so it would be the subject of the normal legislative process. The governor's office is not considering that option. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.